Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are here after the blank game week. There was game week 35, moving into just three more weeks. Just three to go, guys. We're nearly there.
Just three, mate. Can't believe it.
Yeah, I like to think of it as the game week half full.
The game week half full?
Yeah.
Just a bit of blank's a bit negative, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Very early to come out with something like that, mate.
Blank is a bit negative, and Ash has had a good one because he's had a good one a lot. But less fixtures to go through, but we will go through them and look ahead, obviously, to game week 36 later on. And then 37 is a late, late, late double game week, I mean, your positions in your leagues might already be sorted. You might already have been decided. I don't know. But there's still lots to look forward to. Even if your league is over, obviously, we're going to be in the next few weeks. We've got some big announcements of stuff coming up. Obviously, Tom's annual Lee Sharp anecdote, the hilarious Lee Sharp anecdote.
Yeah, I'm sort of training for it at the moment. I've started cutting weight just to make sure I give it me. Yeah, I mean,
you've been practicing it.
Everyone's. Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Practicing it at work and stuff. But yeah, honestly, if you haven't heard just it, this is your first season listening to the Gaffer Tapes. Or if you never stayed to the very last episode of the season, then Tom has an absolutely belting Lee Sharp anecdote
I'm pretty sure it's what we won the award for.
Yeah, I think so. Best UK football podcast. But
correct.
Lee Sharp anecdote is not for today, it's for another day. But we will go through the results from game week 35. West Brom 2, Liverpool 2 was the first game we're going to talk about. A surprise and not a surprise. It was, you know, I think we tweeted Liverpool going to Liverpool, and it's very true. Yeah.
West Brom are still alive. They've still got a bit of fight in them.
They're on life support.
Ooh. They are, but do you know what? They're still fighting. You know, people are saying, put the dog down, put it down. And you just see there's a little glimmer in his eyes as if to say, I could still chase a cat.
I think it's that bit, you know, where you're like, we're down, we're gone for. Ooh, but I could probably get signed by somebody if we have a couple of good games.
Absolutely. J. Rodriguez is thinking, I could still go to the World Cup.
Do you know what? Rondon, mate. 3 goals and 2 assists in his last 6. It's not bad for someone who's, you know...
scored one in the last 84.
Knocking around with West Brom.
He was a big signing for them. Like, he was linked to some much bigger clubs than West Brom.
Yeah.
When he went there.
I still think if there's only a handful of boys that are going to go, it could be Rondon.
He's the kind of player who winds up somehow as, like, fourth choice at a Chelsea. You know, like when they sign players like not Denver Bar. Who was it they had from Palace from Newcastle, Papa Cisse or someone like that. He didn't go there, did he? Yeah. No, it was Denver Bar. But that kind of player who just goes there to kind of play in the odd European game when
would be a bit more of a recent example. I was gonna say back in the day when Shearer got injured for Newcastle, they panic bought a shitload of strikers during the window, and one of them was Ian Rush. Picked up Rushy just
they had Rush in the 97 season, I think it was, or something.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah, that's right. Shearer got a knock, and they were like, fuck, he's going to be out. And they just like panicked. There was a couple of strikers they just picked up. They were like, fucking hell, just got a... It might just be that, you know, a couple of big teams lose a couple of key players, pick up someone like Rondon.
There is someone I can't remember. No, yeah. I do the quizzes, mate.
It's not your turn until next season, boy.
How many goals did Rondon score the season before last?
4.
Ooh, 6.
9.
Oh.
How many did he score last season?
4.
How many did he score last season? Ooh, 6.
8.
Yes, I win again.
How many has he scored this season?
4.
7.
Correct.
That is it. 3-0.
It's basically, now and the end of the season, he's had a totally average season for him.
Yeah. That's pretty shit.
That's really poor, isn't it?
It is quite poor,
I always thought of him as being like, all right, but playing for a shit team.
He wasn't cheap. He cost kind of 12, 13 million, didn't he?
Pretty good for a goal every year.
Just happy that I won 3-0 in the quiz. Games. What do I get? Not even like a biscuit or anything?
Yeah, you can have a biscuit if you want. I'll get you a biscuit.
I'll have a hobnob, mate.
You can have a hobnob. Yeah. But I think you're absolutely right, Ash. There's definitely a case of not all of these players are ultimately committed to being West Bromwich Albion players. If West Brom fans want to convince themselves, it's because they're fighting to the very end to stay up. They fucking know they're not staying up, but there's definitely stuff to play for a lot of them, and that is it.
So I think the big news from this game is didn't you triple captain Ings?
I triple captain Danny Ings, yes.
He scored?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. No. Tommy's tip of the week was Danny Ings. And if you remember, you two both laughed at me.
I think we were going to triple captain.
You did. You went, that's ridiculous.
We did laugh. Yeah,
you but did. I think Craig literally said, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, obviously Liverpool, as we record now, Liverpool playing Roma. They're currently 2-0 up at half time. So obviously they've got that in the back of their minds. And you know, Ings got a little run out the game before. I was thinking, do you know what? I think he's going to play. If he plays, I think he scores because it's West Brom. They leak goals like no one's bloody business.
I think I just thought Solanke might get the nod over Ings and they had written him off, but I was wrong.
Well, that's why you haven't got at FPL Genius in your Twitter handle and I do.
Well, there you go.
Because Ings scored and I did captain him in my little sausage and I screenshot, you know, the fact that I captained him in my sausage. Didn't say it was in my secret sausage. But and now everyone thinks I'm brilliant.
So just by the way, I've remembered the Chelsea player I meant, and it was Loic Remy. So that's who it was.
Ah, Remy.
But anyway, Remy. Rondon's a kind of guy.
But it still doesn't make any sense to captain Ings because he still called less points than Salah anyway.
Correct. But, you know, it made me look clever. So I will often do things that make me look. I don't need to wear glasses. I wear them, mate. My eyesight's terrible now.
And you still, don't wear them?
No. But I did wear them to make me look good. I wear a tweed jacket, mate. Makes me look clever.
That's it. Everyone always says that.
They do.
But Salah, yeah, once again.
Yeah, he did score, didn't he?
He did score, thankfully, for a lot of people who kind of went for it anyway.
Goal 31.
Crazy. And as we record in the Champions League, he scored two more to put himself up to 43 in all competitions, which is frankly offensive, to be honest with you.
Mo Salah.
But Mo Salah, yeah, Tom's been singing that a lot off there because he thinks it sounds like a Black Eyed Peas song.
So there's a Black Eyed Peas song that goes, "Hey mama, it's that beat to make you move, mama." And I was singing, "Mo Salah, he's from Egypt, little Mo Salah."
Yeah.
And neither of you had heard the original, so you just...
I don't know, that's why I didn't like it. You can convince yourself that.
I'm going to play it to you during the break.
Yeah.
"Hey mama, it's that beat..."
Oh no, I believe the song exists. That's not what's...
Yeah. Who's had the viral video? Who had the video go viral singing songs about footballers? Thanks very much. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to put my little woolly hat on and Emirates Gary's going to... Well, he won't be able to be Emirates Gary. He'll be Anfield Aaron.
He can't be Anfield Aaron. He'd have to be Anfield... No, it's the other way around, isn't it? He couldn't be Anfield Aaron.
Anfield Gary.
He'd have to be like... yeah, Anfield
just
Gary.
Just the same. Just the Liverpool hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Mo Salah. He's from Egypt.
Gary strikes me as a fickle man. So, yeah, he might well do that.
Yeah.
Not quite as entertaining as that game was Watford Palace 0-0, which was nothing but yellow cards. Eight of the bastards.
I think that must have hurt a few people, because I guess quite a lot of people used their free hit. Yeah. And loads of people would have brought in...
Definitely a few Palace.
Zaha.
I brought in Zaha.
Milivojevic. 5 points between them.
Yeah.
Nothing but a yellow card for Zaha, annoyingly.
I think quite a few people had Hennessy on their bench as well.
Who saves for fun.
Hey, you mentioned Remy earlier. We just mentioned Hennessy. Both brandies, aren't they? So
isn't Remy? Isn't that... Is Hennessy a brandy?
Hennessy.
Is it?
I don't know.
I can't say I've ever drunk a brandy, I don't think.
Henny. Oh, I love brandy. I had brandy the other night. I had about eight pints with Kidney Rob. Fine. And then right at the end of the night, I just decided to finish with a brandy and Coke. And the next day, I was absolutely fucked.
That is so mental.
Yeah.
The thing is, I had 47 pints. Then on the way home, I had a shot of water. Fucking next day, I was ruined.
Came home, had a bit of toast. I was fucking Polex for days. No, because if you mix your drinks in it, I would drink Lager.
It's not the brandy that wrote you off.
Yeah, I think it was.
Right.
Anyway.
Sure.
Hennessy.
Tom's boyfriend Kiko with only 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So Watford got the clean sheet, but he didn't fucking start. He got 20 minutes at the end and got a point. I was absolutely furious. I only had about seven players playing.
I would say if you were writing a book about fantasy football, which who knows, maybe we are. defenders missing out on clean sheets by minutes is the one is up there.
Up there with the most annoying thing that's ever happened.
It's up there with other FPL Twitter accounts as the most annoying things.
that'll be chapter 7. Chapter 7.
Oh my God, that chapter's going to be so big.
That's going to be so good.
It's going to be such a big chapter. On the Sunday, straight to Sunday football, that was all that was Saturday. Match of the day was
two games.
Bleak
crazy.
One. Arsenal gave West Ham a doing. It's a weird one. First half, they looked very, very poor.
What were you worried about, mate? 4-1. was not a problem. I wasn't worried at all.
But Arnie still clocks up points, and he's been doing very well in the second half of the season. Two for Lacazette, Ramsey and Monreal.
Ramsdizzle and Monreal coming back out of nowhere, fuck's sake.
I know.
You've got Ramsey. And
yeah, for the start of time. Yeah, I can't get rid of him.
Have you got Monreal? Or you did have Monreal?
Got rid of him and then he came
back. Slag. Obviously, the big news about Arsenal is, I mean...
Of course.
Monsieur we've got to talk about actual football, haven't we? Yeah, Mr. Wenger.
Monsieur Arsene leaving. I have been calling for him to go for a while. And very much
since
like
about
every
1997, I believe.
Since a very long time. Not that long, but you know, I was talking about giving him a chance when a lot of people were like, no, it's 6 years without a trophy, 7 years without a trophy. I think he should have gone after the back-to-back FA Cup wins, because since then that Tottenham started finishing ahead of us and then we started missing out on Champions League and stuff. But I was like, yeah, no, he needs to go. And then he resigned and now I feel really sad.
Well, yeah, but at least you are somebody... There's still some Arsenal fans who kind of... Like, no matter what happens now, Arsene Wenger deserves an incredible send-off from that club. Like,
fucking right, man.
There's a lot of fans. And when you support clubs like, say, Hearts or West Ham, I think you look at it in slightly different eyes. You kind of think, stop fucking moaning, Arsenal fans. Like, I kind of think, what? Oh, boo-hoo, he got you through to the Champions League for about 15 consecutive seasons. Like,
and the rest.
That must be awful. What was it? It was a record, wasn't it? It was 20?
I think it was 20.
20 seasons.
20. So he's been there 22 years. He's been there since I was 10 years old.
And this is the first year he didn't get into the Champions League?
Last year he didn't.
So 21 consecutive Champions League campaigns.
Yeah.
Like, and don't get me wrong, I understand an Arsenal fan's frustration to go, we want new impetus, we want to see where we can go, and we want to see if we can move on to a higher level. Totally understand that. But at the same time, it's not exactly like crisis talks and banners.
But then again, if you're, like, in fairness, imagine you're paying, like, what is the season ticket there? £1,200 or something?
Yeah.
Imagine if you had to pay that for the last four seasons. Like, imagine paying £5,000 now to watch... Like 4 years of Arsenal.
I get that. I think a lot of it fell at Wenger's door. They weren't competing financially, like, in a good way, because Arsenal run their club a bit more sensibly.
But I don't think that really works either, because in that same time, like, they spend more than Tottenham, who they haven't won anything in fairness. No. But they're a much better club, really.
Have they spent more than Tottenham, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon so. And, well, their wage budget, I bet, is more.
A little googly-woogly. Only just, though, because it's a similar thing,
isn't it?
Yeah.
They both run the similar way. And
I do understand. It's a difficult one, because I do understand why Arsenal want a new manager, so I totally get it. But the whole, like, he's ruined his legacy. Well, that's up to you. Don't let that happen. He was a phenomenal manager. So just, chin up. Like, in the long term...
I do, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, yes, it was three or four years too late. But in 10, 15 years, that doesn't really matter. So... Like, the man deserves a lot of credit.
I think it's similar to how it's always been, where he's been, in a way, overshadowed by Ferguson. Remember, Ferguson was going to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And then stayed on for years, and United got shit. And then he won the league with that absolutely terrible team.
Well, he went out on top, didn't he? Yeah.
I
mean, the only way that Wenger could salvage it is if we win the Europa League and get into the Champions League that way. I mean,
that'd be a nice way to qualify again. The
likeliness of that happening is
the,
I don't know. I think you've got a good chance.
Imagine if he'd gone 2 years ago and then taken over as England manager.
I was about to say that, Ash, but I honestly think whilst he still had that air of, like, from a selfish point of view, that's what I'm a bit gutted about.
Je ne sais quoi, I'm going to say, because he's French.
He had that va-va-voom. No, he had that kind of... He had universally respected by footballers. So England are probably one of the most notoriously difficult sides to manage, because they're shithouses, a lot of them. So, like, but when, like, players got excited to go and play for Alex Ferguson or for Mourinho or for Wenger or for Guardiola, I think that Guardiola has now, where it's like, I just want to be a part of it. Like, Wenger had that, where they were like, yeah, he's a bit of a softer approach, but I want to play for Arsene Wenger. And I think a man like that could have done very well for England.
Yeah,
and
I think about all the players that he made into world class players. He did it with, you know, took an average winger and made him into one of the best strikers in the world twice, Henri and Van Persie.
Well, I mean, yeah, but in 20 years,
he's done it with other players, but that's just an extreme example.
There's a definite fact that players respected him and players liked playing for him. Players that were hard to command the respect. Players like Patrick Vieira went there as a bit of a shithouse as well, like, difficult. Yeah. So I just think he had that aura about him that if you walked in a room, players would have gone, right, fuck, the boss is here. Like, not because he screams and shouts, but I still think he could do that for England, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I liked I like Fabregas's little tribute to him. That was quite nice. Tweeted a little picture of him. Fair play to him, because he tweeted a picture of him looking like, I mean, with the most ridiculous hair I've ever seen in my fucking life, when he was younger, and just saying how Wenger believed in him, and he was just...
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really nice to see.
I just think he sort of let down Arsenal in a way, because in that 2 years he stayed on, like, traditionally, mega big managers don't come to the Premiership, do they? Like, they go to Barcelona or Real Madrid, or, you know, it used to be the Italian sides.
Yeah.
And in the years that he's stuck around where he should have left, Guardiola's come in, Klopp's come in, Mourinho's come in, all of who would have probably, maybe not Mourinho, gone to Arsenal.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He's blocked it.
Yeah.
Other way around as well. In his day, Wenger could have managed any club in the world.
That's what he says.
Oh, definitely. No, he could have done. Talking about when we were the Invincibles.
Yeah, of course he could have.
He could have gone. He could have gone. Anyone would have picked him up then. Who was managing Barcelona then?
Barcelona and Madrid have had a couple of fucking awful managers in the match. Carlos Queiroz managed Real Madrid. Like, Wenger could have done that. Like, Wenger could have got one of those jobs, but he didn't. But either way, I still think international management's a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, definitely. And do you know what? I'd love to see him in England. That's the perfect compromise. Because then he's you know, he's there and he can still be sort of manager.
Imagine if now we were going into World Cup with him as manager. So much more exciting.
I think there's still time, mate. Do it now. Fuck, suck Southgate off now.
There's no money issues there, is there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it is true that he has been restricted, or he restricts himself with money and he's a bit stubborn with it, there's none of that in an international.
No, it's purely tactical and motivational. Also, from his bunt's point of view, England is notoriously the best overly paying job in the world. He would probably be the best paid manager in the history of football if he got the England job, because he's a big name.
Imagine that, yeah, because you only work like fucking 3 weeks a year.
Capello was the highest paid manager in the world and did fuck all, so... But that was good to chat, Wenger. Good, guys. Well done, guys.
That was nice. I just wanted to just sing the line. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Just as a little tribute. I wanted to learn it in French, but I didn't have enough time. That would have been nice. If I'd have known it.
This was perfect time then for this week. Perfect time for Emirates Gary Wenger song.
Maybe that's
imagine
it.
That.
Maybe Emirates Gary should do a farewell Wenger song.
Just sing that in French. Just proper learn it in
French.
What
about if you just do that? What's that song? James Bond. Goodbye, my Wenger. Goodbye, my friend.
Hello.
You have been the one.
That's great.
Let's write. Tomorrow, pop your hat on.
Just, I could just picture now. Just head down and then just looks up and instantly. Goodbye, my Wenger.
We need about 7 minutes after the pod. We'll write that. It's done.
I need my woolly hat.
Next up, Stoke Burnley. We weren't we? Now, in the old Wood and Barnes debate, we've all been there. Barnes trumped Wood.
In hindsight, 6-8 for Barnes. And do you know what? And he was cheaper than Wood. And I nearly did it when I was doing me.
I toyed with Barnes and I ended up going with Iosi Perez. But
yeah. I was worried, though.
You, Ash.
Yeah. I was worried that you boys are going to pick up massive points there. But
that was really the only points to get. And old FPL this year favourite Tarkowski getting an assist as well, and a surprising
Again.
Assist.
I went completely wrong on my Burnley choices. I went, I don't know who I went now, but I didn't go Tarkowski. I had Goodmanson, he got injured, I swapped him out, and he ended up fucking playing anyway and getting the points. And I went Wood over Barnes when I should have gone Barnes over Wood. Annoying.
Well, he did pick up a booking, Barnes, so that was the only tarnish there on his week, but still, he got some good points. City, we were worried maybe they'd switch off if they won the league. Not a chance. 5-0 against Swansea, and it was all the players that you worried might not score, having already wrapped up the title. Sterling, David Silva, De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva and Jesus all getting points.
Oh, but what about the people who didn't get points? Fuck me, this would have been...
Who didn't get points?
I would have nearly been top of the week, top of the league with this one.
Top of the week!
I lost 20 points during this game.
How?
Right, because... Is it Jesus or Jesus? I can't remember.
Jesus
goes up to take the penalty.
Mm.
Misses it, right? So if he'd scored, I would have got the points for him getting a goal, plus the assist from Sterling, who was my captain. They would have both got bonus points. So that's an extra 10 points for Sterling.
Well, you don't know if Jesus would have got bonus points because he did score anyway.
Well, so maybe he wouldn't. Sterling probably would have.
Sterling probably,
So it's at least 10 points plus two. Mm. So, and then And then Jesus lost points for missing the penalty.
He did, yeah.
As well as,
but then he got them back for getting the assist.
Yeah.
Fucking confusing, because I captained Jesus this week.
So I worked out something like 17 points just from the missed penalty I lost. Plus, then I had a choice of who to put in goal. The Liverpool goalkeeper, and they drew 2-2.
Yeah.
Or the Swansea goalkeeper, who lost 5-0.
Flappy. Yeah, I saw that.
And then the Swansea goalkeeper got 9 points.
Flappy Hansky, yeah. Mate, he's been one of the best FPL picks this season, Fabianski.
So that's, I work out, 26 points. That's got
26. Yeah, my auntie had bullshit with my uncle.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck sticks.
Water off a duck's tits, mate.
But yeah. How can that be possible? Like, you win 5-0.
Yeah. But you didn't get 5-0.
That's true. None of us did.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I saw that, him on your bench. And I was like, fucking hell.
Cheeky little Bernardo Silva got all the bonus points.
All the bonus.
I know, weird one that.
Yeah, 5 different scorers, 5 different assist men, and an assist for Yaya Toure. What's this? 2011?
Assist men?
Yeah, I wrote assist men.
Is that like a Marvel film?
Assist men. Assist men. Like some really like, they walk around in like long coats with like hats on, and they just help people in their lives, like guardian angels.
I was thinking assist when it's just 5 actors who are all traditionally supporting actors.
Well, no, because mine was, I was taking it seriously.
So mine was like, I think assist men, and then a load of people who aren't really leading men or ladies, like Steve Buscemi, Emily Blunt, you know, all the people who aren't leading men or ladies.
Oh, don't let my missus hear you say that.
She watched that
Emily Blunt film the other night. She came back and went, it was incredible. She was the lead. Tell Craig.
I bet she did think that as well.
She did. She always does. She always, Emily Blunt's saying going to be playing Mary Poppins. Better tell Craig about that one.
That's how my ability to get under people's skin with just knowing what to do is. It's
succeeded because you probably made that comment about 5-6 years ago, and she still thinks about it. So
we were like talking about the Yaya Toure birthday cake incident. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Speaking of which, Emily Blunt's not a leading lady,
is she? I'm lucky that Tom and I are still allowed to speak, such as his wife's love for Emily Blunt, after that comment.
Yeah, she's obsessed with her.
But I think quite a few people would have brought in Walker for their free hit chip as well.
I was still in actor mode. I was like, Paul Walker, he died, mate. He's not in anything right now.
Yeah. So then they did the odd switcheroo. Danilo came back in, didn't he?
Fuck fullback.
I did think there is going to be some City rotation, but I wasn't sure that it was going to happen in this game, because I thought they're going to want to go out on a big bang, because they didn't have their moment, did they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? United deprived them of their moment and then fucking lost and, you know, fucked them. But yeah, it was good. That's why I captained Jesus, and I thought I'd made a mistake, especially when he missed the fucking penalty, but he did get the very last minute goal, which was nice. Saved my week a little bit.
Well, and what I thought might save my week was Iosi Perez scoring for Newcastle, but Everton beat them 1-0. A Walcott goal.
Oh my God.
And the only people with big points really were the Everton defenders.
Yeah, bonus points. Walcott wasn't needing. It was Keane, Baines, and Jagielka getting the 3 top bonus points.
Did see a lot of people tweeting that they had some Everton defenders in. Yeah, some people saying, "Oh, I need some points from Baines and Jagielka."
Little Johnny Pickford.
Bit of a disappointing Monday night game for that one, but there you go. Just before we move on to the league, you all know this because it's the future, but Liverpool are 5-0 up.
Fuck off!
Yeah, Firmino getting a goal. So it's now 2 for Firmino, 1 for Mane and 2 for Salah. Absolutely nuts. So all that is happening.
They're straight through to the final.
Straight through to the final. Unless, like Ash says, that second leg is a belter. But we're going to have a look at the top 10 after that rather shortened game week. But there has been changes in the top 10. In 10th place, it's Fabian Assman in 10th. He's new. In 9th place, it's Kelly Buttercups FC. Also new.
Kelly's Buttercups.
But he hasn't put an apostrophe to make it possessive. So what? There's 2 or 3 people called Kelly with Buttercups. Is that what he's saying? Mm. I don't know.
Is that what he's saying?
Down to 8th place, it's the Fedora Fanatics. In 7th place, it's our very own Ashley Kernsworth.
Ash Bash at the Beach Kernsworth.
Don't
look at your points and think what could be. Just live in the moment.
I'm just happy if I can finish a zero click wanker.
Get out of town, as if that's actually what you're thinking.
Top 10. You've got to be top 10.
Top 10's mental. You've got to be top 10. That is impossible.
You're top 10 now, you slag.
Impossibility.
We're not having it. In 6th place, it's Better Call Salah. Which now, looking back at the season, is a good name. In 5th place, it's Tom Reed with Salagadoula. That's new, that.
That is new. I don't remember that one. Reed. Reedy.
Fourth place, it's Son of Jack and Vera. It's Andrew Duckworth with ABCD.
Duckers!
In third place, no changes in the top three. Third place, it's Cruise Control, Stevie Sunshine. In second place, it's Steve Clift with Clifty's Middling 11. And 20 points in the lead is still, for Fook's Sake, Are You Blind? It's Romancing the Joe Stone.
Romancing the Joe Stone. We've got a tweet from Joe Stone. He said, great pod, guys. I can confirm my dad is genuinely Steve Stone.
Exciting.
Just not that one.
Oh,
yeah,
less exciting.
Because we did wonder whether his dad was Steve Stone.
He's gone up to 67th in the world.
Wow.
67th in the world. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Cray cray.
That is crazy.
Let's do our positions just before we go. Tom, Big T-Dog. The reigning... Can I say that? Because I can only say this for a couple of weeks. The reigning champion between the three of us.
Not necessarily. Let's not forget. A few weeks.
Well, like I'm going to fucking beat you. The reigning champ, Big T-Dog, people's champion. 485th in the Gaffer Tapes League. I'm a 9-click wanker. Craig Hazel, 714th, 14 click wanking.
There's so many clicks 40, between the two of you.
40, there's a lot.
There's a lot 45, of points.
There's 45 points between us. Craig got 1 point on me after all was said and done this week. He gained 1 point.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Oh, no, 2 points. No, 2 points, I think it wasn't in. Domi Mons is sitting directly in between us, 586th, 11 click wanking. And talking of Dominic Monaghan being between us, can we make a little announcement?
Fingers crossed.
A big announcement.
We can make a big announcement. I was actually hoping to do it earlier in the podcast because, as you know, a certain amount percentage of listeners don't always make it through after...
Certain amount of them won't make it through this announcement.
They won't. next week, Big Dommy Mons is going to come on as a guest.
Nice.
We have our special guest, Mr. Dominic Monaghan, coming on, and he picks up his hat-trick ball. It's his third appearance on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Yeah.
Star of Hetty Wainthrop Investigates, Dominic Monaghan.
Star of Hetty Wainthrop Investigates, yes.
Will be on the podcast.
He's coming on. He's been on the podcast more than any other guest. He's been on 3 times. Oh,
he's been on almost as many times as me.
We talked about it on the way here. We were I said, he's going to be on for the third time. And Ash went, oh, he went, oh, that's more than Craig. And he was just, I was keying him up to say it, and you said it first.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
You bastards.
Yes. So, Dom, yeah. So, he's lovely. Dom Mons is going to be on next week as a guest. 586th in the Gaffer Tapes League. And Asmir Begovic, 1,280th, 25 click wanking. Although Asmir did go up a bit, which was nice to see.
What an Asmir.
It might not be for too long, so I'm going to get it in there now. I'm top of the fucking Gafferazzi Mini League.
You are, yeah.
The official Patreon Gafferazzi Mini League.
Exactly. So you can subscribe to Patreon at patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Yes.
And then you can get shout on by me in the league as well.
You get shout on and you get your Patreon exclusive podcast. We released one of them this week, didn't we? And they
what
bloody
level
loved
of
it.
Patreon is it that we do shit on them? Is that a thing? I don't know if that's
any level.
We'll physically shit on you or just send you shit in the post.
Yeah.
Either one. You can choose which shit you want.
Second class.
Yeah. So there used to be different rates at which happened at, but now it's one flat free.
Flat shit. I can do a flat one if you like. Like a cow pat.
Well, if they hadn't stopped listening before, they will have now. But in part two, we're going to be going through the social segment, all the stuff you've been sending us on Facebook, Twitter, and of course in any other business, the new feature, online feature, sweeping the podcasting world. And in part three, we look ahead to the next set of fixtures. And also, there's only 1 point in it between Ash and Tom as we rehash a classic from the archives of Tom's quizzes. It is a classic, so stay tuned for that. It's all coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Sunday, boom, 13th of May, the final, last game of the season, live at the Maple Leaf, London, Central London. Come down, Gaffers will be there, watch the results come in, and you can watch one of the two, these two idiots, gloriously lose our mini league.
Welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's the social segment where we go through all your questions, comments, queries and everything else and any other business, obviously. We've got loads of good stuff this week.
A lot of stuff happening.
Game week 36 and people are still thirsty for it. They still
thirsty
want it.
Bitches.
So we'll start, because we've got so much to do, with the jingle, because we've got questions from Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/TheGaffer Tapes.
There you go. Faced by the gaffer tapes. Ash,
tapes.
Hit it, Ash.
Mark J. Haley says he's still got his triple captain chip available at the moment, and he is thinking of Mo, the man, fucking Salah, on game week 38 at home to Brighton.
Late.
To go out with a bang, or does he go the boring route and triple captain Kane in 37?
Now, before the qualified person gives their advice, which is you, Ash.
Oh, are you sure? I was going to say, it's not me, no.
No, it's not. You play the jingles, mate. Before we come to Ash for that, Champions League is going to have a bearing on this. Because if Liverpool are about to be 5-2 up, it's 5-2.
Really?
Roma just scored a penalty. Wow. Which now makes, actually, Roma aren't out of this.
A little bit more interesting now.
So if Liverpool are not in the Champions League final, then presumably it is out with a bang. That's quite a good idea, isn't it? Home to Brighton. Salah might just have a go.
Nice game of the
try and break some records.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kane didn't look that sharp in the FA Cup, did he?
No, he's currently tied at the moment as well, isn't he?
I did watch that game.
Mo?
He's, what, tied
31 goals, as in for the most ever in a Premier League season.
We said it last week, in a 38 game week season. And he's tied with Shearer, Ronaldo and Suarez.
So if he doesn't get any goals before that, he's definitely going to be up for it. I'm sure he will have, obviously.
I'd say so.
Because he's a monster.
Fuck, you never know. Yeah, because he could score. I mean, he's done 45 points in a week before, hasn't he? Or something mental.
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Well, triple captaining Kane in at game week 37, I think is what most people are going to do.
Yeah, I'm
certainly getting him in for 37.
We have to take into account that not that many people still have their triple captain. I think more.
No, but do you know what? There is still a few. We get a few people tweeting us their teams and
I think
like
the majority of people that weren't tricked into just randomly spanking it on a game week by Tom have either.
It's my big plan.
Got their bench boost or their triple captain for this week coming for this
for 37 yeah.
Yeah, so I mean I'd be amazed if it wasn't like something mental, like 70% of people are going to be using it that
well. Tottenham have got obviously we're skipping a game week here, but yeah, West Brom and Newcastle, it's got to look tasty, isn't it?
Yeah,
got to look tasty.
Very tasty indeed.
So I don't know, I mean why not? I think it depends on Champions League, but if they're out, fucking go for it, mate. But I'm guessing they'll be through, so
it could be.
Or Jesus, triple captain, might be a decent shout. I think he's going to play. With Aguero injured, he's their only real striker. He's getting a run out. He's young, I think.
Guardiola's... He might come back for the end of the season, though, Aguero.
Yeah, but 37, it's only 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once again, we sort of haven't really answered the question. We sort of danced around.
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones where it's epic. I don't think he's asking, is it mental? I don't think it is. I don't know if...
I think the way...
If you captain Kane on the double game week, it doesn't matter, even if he does get big points.
Yeah.
Because
you're still getting...
Yeah, you're still not going to make that much of a difference.
75%.
I think the way he worded it, he wants to do it. He wants to captain. He wants to take the risk. Do it, Mark. Do it, Mark. Book that holiday.
Well,
kiss the girl, Mark. Do it.
Do it.
It's on the final week of the season, which is the... Sunday the 13th of May.
Yeah.
When you're at the Maple Leaf pub in London with the rest of us watching the results come in, it will be more interesting.
That's true.
You'll
be loving it. That will be very
exciting.
To
be fair, that will make that last,
last set of games.
Day.
Triple captain.
Very, very exciting.
Oh. I might save mine until the last.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll save it.
That's not the worst shout. Yeah. That's not the worst shout. James Edrup asked asked me, he said, who would Tom like to be Arsene Wenger's replacement at Arsenal? And I thought about it. And there's a lot of names thrown about, like a lot of people
Kidney
saying
Rob.
Kidney Rob would do a great job. Although he hates Wenger, he's so happy he's going. So Eddie Howe is quite,
Brendan terrible.
Rodgers.
Yeah.
A name that I've heard, and I don't know how seriously, I can't imagine this ever happening. The only one that really sort of pickled my gherkin, is that a phrase?
Wow.
The only one that's pickled my tits at all would be Rafa Benitez. A couple of people saying that Rafa might. Now, I don't think he will. I think he'll be pushing to get Newcastle sort of European football next season. I think that's where he's headed, and I think that could even be a possibility. But yeah, I've read a couple of things about that. So I was there's a lot of talk. Everyone go get Henri in there. He ain't fucking ready to take Arsenal. People saying Arteta as well.
There's an obsession in British football, for some reason, an obsession with having to be someone who has an affiliation with a club. And I don't know why.
People saying Tony Adams. Guys, that's not going to happen. They ain't ready. I fucking love Henry. Arteta is obviously clearly a great assistant manager, coach, whatever. But no.
He's actually the second favourite with a lot of bookies, Arteta as well.
Arteta, is he? He can't go straight in there and have the fucking top job.
It's an obsession. Like, and Vieira linked as well. And I don't know why, because I had this argument with someone before, and in the history of the Premier League, I don't think a single manager who's won had a previous affiliation with that club before winning, except Mourinho winning it a second time.
It's nice. It's a little sort of like a little love story sort of thing. Would be a nice little happy ending type vibe.
It's a bit of a weird comfort. It's the same as when it comes to signing players. Scotland are worse for it. Like, when it's like, who should we sign in the summer? People list, here are my top five targets, and they're all players who played for us years ago. And it's like, there are players that you've not heard of.
Get a manager. They ain't ready, man. Henry's a fucking legend. I love Henry. One of my favourite footballers of all time. I don't think he could take on Arsenal.
The other names, obviously, Arsenal. Luis Enrique, Joachim Löw.
Yeah, I heard that one. That'd be interesting.
The correct answer, I can't believe he's not come up in the books already. Got to be Diego Simeone, isn't it?
I think it's kind of, he would be a high choice, but I think it's kind of accepted that he isn't interested.
Yeah. And what's his tits? Matey, German man, Thomas something.
Oh, Thomas Tuchel, yeah. Sure.
But he's going to PSG.
I think he's just signed a new contract.
I think Rodgers' odds are going to shorten. I genuinely think he's got a shot at it.
I don't want that. He ain't the right person.
I don't think it's a terrible
idea. I don't know who is the right person, but
I'll be honest, right? I don't understand the logic in Arsenal fans who are open to the idea of Eddie Howe, but not of Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. I'm not saying Eddie Howe won't be a fantastic manager, but what's the difference? Why Eddie Howe? Yeah, bloody straight on. And Rodgers, oh, God, no.
The one thing, when Rodgers comes back, fuck, he loves a player to dive, doesn't he? Every player that plays under him is such a fucking diver.
He does sign a few.
Crazy.
But
yeah, oh my God.
The good news, if they got Rodgers, is he'd bring Moussa Dembélé, the ex-Fulham striker, with him, and he's fucking class. He's going to be playing for someone in the Premier League at some point. But I don't know. I don't know who it'll be. It's going to be the story that you're fed up of hearing about.
Well, I said Rafa Benitez was the only thing that really sort of tickled my pickle.
It's weird that you wouldn't want some of those other people, but you'd want
Benitez.
I just don't think they're a good fit. But then I suppose you're just filling a Wenger-shaped hole, aren't you?
That's the problem.
Who could fill that
been,
other than maybe Skeletor?
Yeah,
the baddie from He-Man.
The thing is, he's been fucked over because he's left. All these good managers have gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But that's all our Facebook questions. That was lovely.
Yeah, we'll have those. We've got a lot to get through, guys.
Let's go do it.
Next up, obviously, it is the favourite. Tweets for my tweet!
What's happening?
What's happening?
Really bad.
Oh, shit.
Really bad, mate. We had a question from Footy From Afar, our friend Oscar Pistorius. He said, can we get a shout out for the Togolese? He's American, he didn't say it like that. Can we get a shout out for the Toga League as the regular season wraps up and the playoffs start? I've heard him before. He doesn't sound.
Yeah, no. If you're playing a Toga Draft League and you've done the playoff option, then you're in the playoffs now.
We've got the regular season finished in our Patreon exclusive
Toga League.
Toga League,
which we did the live draft for, which was an amazing podcast back in the day.
It was. Tommy Super Tits came bottom.
Am I dead last? I would be.
He has some choice players in his team,
including Kolarov and Diego Costa, who had both already left the Premier League
when you drafted them, yeah.
And everyone laughed, and you can hear that on the live Toga draft, which
you've got three players in your team who don't even exist. They've been removed from the game.
Element of surprise, isn't it?
That prolific Striker. Legend,
Berahino. Charlie Austin. I've got Berahino.
Oh,
I've got Berahino and Charlie Austin.
That's right, bad. Berahino's bad.
Who won it?
So just the regular season winner was Adam Race.
Race in the place, London.
The playoffs are now me and it looks like there's qualifying playoffs. Me and Stimdog and Super Johnny Werthers and Joe Blue.
Wow.
I will say, when you do a draft and you're all in the same room, it's and that clock goes on, it's really slightly nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking. Well, so not for fun. Me. I was just getting pissed. I was enjoying it. It was great.
It was very fun. It was very nerve-wracking. I'd like so to do good. It next time without having to record a podcast, because that added a lot of stress, I'll be honest.
Well, do you know what? Maybe we could record the podcast and we could get the boys just to pick, boys and girls, because we've got a lot more patrons than we did have. We could maybe get them. It's an off-air discussion, isn't it?
It's an off-air discussion. We'll do it another time. But we've actually gone, that's the only tweet we're going to do through, because we've got a couple of emails.
Yeah. We've got a couple of emails and a very long any other business. We've got an email from Dara Williams, again, the incredibly Irish gentleman. He said, all right, lads, what teams have the best and worst remaining fixtures and who would win in a fight between the three of ye? Sound, lads, Dara Williams.
Well, fixtures-wise, we've been saying it for a little while that Huddersfield don't have the nicest of fixtures. So Huddersfield have got Everton at home, which they have to win. And then they've got City away and Arsenal.
Fuck, and Chelsea.
Dreadful.
So that's not great.
Yeah. No, that's bad. Yeah. Oh,
Brighton as well. I've got Burnley and Man United, Man City and Liverpool.
Yeah, there's a few in there.
But conversely, then, Man City have got West Ham, Huddersfield, Brighton. And Southampton.
City have got the nicest run, and
them and Tottenham.
Obviously, and Tottenham as well. So, yeah, you've got to be looking at them for your double game week.
Yeah.
Loading up on City and Tottenham. And obviously City players, like, I think Jesus is going to be, I don't think he's going to get rotated. Depending on when Aguero comes back, because he had 90 minutes in the last game. And that's very rare for him to get like a full 90.
I also think, Liverpool's two home fixtures outweigh their away one.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chelsea appreciate it anyway.
So I think Stoke at home and Brighton at home with then Chelsea away is still pretty fucking...
Chelsea away is nothing, man. They just scored five against...
Not for
Rome.
A Mo Salah who loves showing them that they should never let him go.
That's nothing. Chelsea fucking hemorrhage goals now.
So I think Liverpool will look pretty good as well, but yeah.
I think you can't count them out, but obviously you've got to watch out for your rotation.
And then we got another email we got from Nick Burnley Hall, PhD.
Dr. Nick Burnley Hall.
He said, hi, well, thanks for the discussion regarding Tangfastics. We had a Tangfastics chat, didn't we?
It was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
He said, Ash, I like the crocodiles also. Nice choice. Tom, you're now dead to me. But it turns out I'm actually dead to him because he didn't even include me, what I liked, and I spoke at length about what I wanted.
It's because I said I didn't like sweets at all. I'm not a sweet kind of guy.
Yeah, well, at least he acknowledged that. Fucking, I don't even get noticed over here.
Maybe the question's to you. We ask a question.
Nah, fucking mate.
And to be fair, this is a very great question. Who would be your outside picks for the World Cup squad? Shelby for me. Or the Brest MBH.
Yeah.
Love that.
I do love that.
That's what we were saying last week. We were talking about Shelby, weren't we?
We talked a bit about Shelby. We talked a lot about another guy who an outside pick is... Sessegnon in the Championship. We talked a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Who should be a good aspect. I think Shelby's a good one as well. We talked about him for the same reason that he seems to be the only player capable of playing that ball that Vardy loves. And he's a good guy to have in there. And better than Jake Livermore. So if Livermore's getting in, why not Shelby? And then I'm being drawn to Jay Rodriguez.
What?
Okay.
He's a very...
What is up here with your tits?
He's a very...
What are you talking about?
He's a very good player, for starters. He's plagued by injuries. He was on the... He was meant to go to the last World Cup.
Plagued by injuries. He's got one gammy leg.
I'm saying
that. Little fella. Listen, I love Jay as much as the next guy, but should he be working here? He's in good nick. He's hit form at a good time. He's got three goals in his last kind of five games. Now, don't get me wrong, that's not World Cup worthy, but if there was a bit of a wild card or we had an injury...
This is the worst attempt to pick someone up.
No, like, listen.
He's plagued with injuries. Let me get it straight. Like, all I'm saying is he definitely shouldn't ever go to the World Cup.
He's got AIDS.
But, I mean, he's an outsider and he definitely shouldn't go. But what I'm saying is he should be there.
I'll say it as it is, Ash. I like Jay Rodriguez. Sue me. I think he's a very good footballer. He was meant to go to the last World Cup but got injured just before. And I think if you want someone to go who's a bit different, who isn't going to be fucking some
scoring
piece
goals
of shit,
and playing well.
Yeah. If you want a guy, sure, he won't score. Okay, he might get hurt. Yes.
Don't share a water bottle with him, though.
Yes, he has problems setting in. Okay, he's allergic to peanuts. But either way, there's a place for him in my squad. And that's what I will say.
He has a fear of leaving the house. A lot of the time, he won't turn up. He has to turn the light switch on and off 25 times. He
famously got barred from travelling to Russia that time.
Yes. But other than that, give him a shot.
Give him a go. Jay Rodriguez, that's my answer. Shut up, next.
Lovely. That's a great answer. Right, let's move on to the most popular, ridiculously popular feature on Twitter and email and across all the platforms. And we have a new jingle for it, boys. Last week we had one from America. This week we got a jingle from Canada. I mean, it's from our friend Elliot Levy. He's changed the title of the section, Any Other Business, to what he thinks it should be called. Don't think we're going to do that, but lovely jingle anyway. Check this out.
We got feedback. Feedback.
Short and sweet.
He just changed
it.
That's it. What?
Well, he sent us an email. He said, although my FPL season isn't as here's a submitting a submission for the Any Other Business section. Feedback seems a good name for the section.
All right, mate.
Cheers from the Canadian coast.
Do you want to rename the podcast while you're there?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't ask for that. But no, lovely. I like the fact that it's sort of short, concise, and good production quality.
Concise.
Like.
Concise, yeah.
Have you heard of consent?
Is it very consent?
You don't know about consent jingles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I suppose you boys don't really know about broadcasting.
When I think about it, actually, Jay Rodriguez is a bit too consent for his own good.
He's got too much consent.
He's got consentivitis.
Yeah, he's got consentivitis. He's ill.
Yeah, he's got consentivitis. His eyes are stuck together.
Don't share bath water with him. Mucky little fucker. We had a tweet from Hippie Headers.
Yeah.
He mocked up a lovely...
Oh,
did
wow.
he mock it up? Did he just... I can't tell if that's a... Basically, after me lovely Ings pick, he tweeted us, do you remember D-Ream, the band D-Ream?
Of course.
And they obviously had Things Can Only Get Better. Things can only get better.
It was re-released, and it was the Labour campaign in 1997 used that as their song to try and oust the Tories.
That's terrible. He's basically done that. I think he's just taken out the TH of... And so it just says, Ings Can Only Get Better.
You know the interesting D-Ream
hashtag
fact?
Hashtag Tommy's Tip of the Week.
Don't you?
Go on.
Do you know who the bassist...
Oh, I do. Dr. Brian Cox.
Brian Cox was the bassist in D-Ream, yeah.
Lovely. Knew that.
There you go. Good email. Cheers, hope you had us.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Got an email from Death Star FPL.
Death Star.
Another bloody aggressive title.
Yeah, very aggressive.
He says, I'm looking forward to the next pod by the Gaffer Tapes. A dramatic reading of this book. What is the book?
Each chapter a new podcast and then critical analysis. The last chapter on the motorway is a doozy. It's Jamie Carragher's I don't even know if it's autobiography.
Classic
football.
Oh, I don't even know if it is,
yeah.
But I thought that would be amazing, reading a chapter from Carragher's. Maybe we'll do that as a feature next
dramatic
season.
Reading.
Read out a little, of like Carragher's. Or even better, from maybe I'll write one of me as a young footballer. Obviously, there'll be the Lee Sharp anecdote will be in there, probably on the last page, but there's loads of stuff that happened. The time I played for a team that was made up completely of gypsies, apart from I was the only gypsy not on the team. That's true. The time we went on Linford Christie's Record Breakers. I met Linford. The time my dad slipped over in the mud. Brilliant.
You know, on TV shows... You know on TV shows where something happens and then it's like really dramatic that someone gets shot, but right at the start of it.
Yeah.
And then it's like before you can find out who did it, it then goes back
and
previously
go
10 years ago.
Yeah.
The start of your book.
Tarantino sort of thing.
Yeah, the start of your book would be like.
Lee Sharp just
and then
doubled over laughing.
Sue Barker runs up to take a penalty with Lee Sharp on looking. She shoots. It's going into the top corner.
That's got
to
sound tantalising to anyone who hasn't heard it. Yeah, just
10 years
Lee Sharp, slow motion, just bent over and go,
thanks for the suggestion, Death Star.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
Death Star.
Maybe we'll do that.
We got one from our old friend Sabas, Gabriella Sabatini, in South Africa. Any other business? This looks amazing. What do you think? And then he added me, Craig Hazel, particularly. I think he wanted to fear my wrath.
I think they thought it was quinoa.
Well,
like, genuinely.
It's a pizza. It's a peas and mayonnaise pizza. Yes, please.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen
in my life.
It's genuinely the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like a school project.
I think people put stuff on social media to, you know.
I think it's there deliberately to get a reaction, but Sabas actually thinks it
looks
nice.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I love pizza. I like mayonnaise and I like peas individually. I couldn't eat that shit.
No, even Pizza Go Go wouldn't release that.
Oh my God, I'd just fucking throw up, mate. Yeah, even Pizza Go Go.
They wouldn't do that.
Mucky. Couldn't do it. Should we do that last one, JFP? Jonathan Flaypetty, a man that's either posh or the opposite of posh because his parents weren't married. Are you watching the Bournemouth Man United game, the gaffer tapes? I swear the commentator is saying Marcus Rashton. Is this your doing? He's saying that he's calling him Rashton.
Yeah, finally, people are getting the proper pronunciation.
Yeah. I wanted to listen to hear if that had happened. I don't know. I mean, we're finding out that we've got new listeners all over the shop in influential places. So, you never know. Maybe that's the thing.
But anyway, thanks for that question, Flay Petty. And I hope you're looking forward to your two Christmases with your mum and your dad. So,
or looking forward to their marriage if they ever get back together. And you could be page bearer or something, ring boy.
Page bearer.
Oh, I'm thinking pall bearer. Maybe they'll die before they get married.
That's a funeral.
Yeah, maybe they get died. Maybe they died before they get married. Should have got married when you were younger.
Maybe they're going to have a cosplay one, and you can go dressed as pall bearer.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
that's an even better idea. Yeah.
That is an even better
maybe
idea.
You'll get married before your parents.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
That but enough shame. About John
is his picture. Is he an absolute spit of? Is it Jay from the Impetuous?
No,
is
it's not. It's not. It's Simon from the Impetuous.
he definitely doesn't look like you.
He doesn't. Let's not be mean. He sends us questions all the time.
It's definitely not a bad thing.
No. And besides, he's got enough going on with his home situation. We need to leave it. It's fine.
It's terrible, isn't it? Oh, I wonder why people get in touch. But if you want to get in touch and, for us to take the piss out of you, get us on facebook.com/thegaffertapes or @thegaffertapes on Twitter. We're better at Twitter. Verified and shit. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com or we're also now on Instagram.
Yeah, we've got a very funny guy who does all our imagey type stuff when we come up with a hilarious joke for Twitter at Edney45. And he does our sort of Photoshop type magic. And now we're just going to keep posting them all on Instagram so you can have them all in one lovely place.
We had quite a few go viral.
Yeah, we have.
Virus. Virus as he likes to go. Ed goes, right, I've got an idea for a virus. It's great. It's really good.
Since
stuff.
We went Aubameyang crazy, we've done a few good ones. Like he did the brilliant West Brom GTA 5 thing. Very, very funny.
Yeah, that did the best.
So, get us on Instagram at the Gaffer Tapes and you can see all of that in one lovely place.
Lovely stuff.
Sorry, Ash, go on.
I was going to say, if you're a big fan of the someone like Lad Bible, you can just see them a week later.
Yeah, you can see them an hour or two later.
Oh, don't slag off on mates of the Lad Bible.
On other ones.
I couldn't think of another.
Sporf.
No, Sporf. Yeah. Sporf.
Sporf.
That's what you meant. You meant Sporf. Coming up in part three, we're going to have a quick look ahead to the fixtures coming up. Tom's going to try and resist to tell his Lee Sharp anecdote because it's not quite ready yet. And it's the latest installment of an old classic quiz. It's Ash 17, it's Tom 16, all to play for in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello, welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. We're going to have a quick look at the fixtures coming up for game week 36, and then we've got a quiz, and it's a good one, I'm not going to lie, and it might take a little while, so we're going to go quickly through here. And game week 36, we're going to have a quick look at the fixtures. Liverpool Stoke is the early game, Burnley play Brighton, Palace play Leicester, Huddersfield Everton, Newcastle at home to the presumably relegated West Brom, Southampton and Bournemouth, Swansea versus Chelsea, and then Sunday games, good ones, West Ham versus City, Man U Arsenal, and then Spurs versus Watford on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. The only thing we were just saying just off air before we started recording was obviously Liverpool were going to be thinking about that tie against Roma now, 5-2. You know, it's not quite as cut and dry as we thought it was. And that's being played next week. So this game falls directly in the middle of it. So is Salah going to get 90 minutes? Obviously, he don't need 90 minutes.
He doesn't, no.
You know, he needs 20 minutes and he'll score and it's a decent catch.
But it definitely changes the complexion of it if it had stayed
5-0. If they go 2-0 up early
to 5-2,
they're going to think, we probably save him, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, they want to keep them.
Stoke, fucking Shawcross at the back. He'll fucking hack lumps at you. He might injure him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's nasty, an Arsenal fan. Nasty. An Arsenal fan talking there because of a one leg nasty. Break about 8 years ago.
Well, you know, leg break's a leg break, mate.
He's always said that, to be fair.
I've always said that, yeah.
Liverpool are playing in the early kickoff on Saturday, which obviously gives them the most possible time to recover. And as Ash said last time out, you don't want them not playing at all because you want to keep them playing. But yeah, it will be in the back of their mind, definitely. There's a few good games, though, isn't there?
Captain choice is tough.
Man U Arsenal on Sunday, which used to be exciting in theory, probably isn't that exciting league-wise, but it will still be a good game, possibly.
I think so, yeah. I've certainly got a few United players that I got De Gea in goal. I was like, do I drop him? And I was like, nah, I don't think so.
Can't tell if this is going to be high scoring or not, because you've got the sort of Arsenal.
I don't know.
People are talking about now, the sort of when it's going, are the players going to be fired up? But they didn't really look at it against West Ham.
To be honest, I think the exciting games in terms of where points could be scored, both for and against, is the relegation games. Palace versus Leicester, Huddersfield versus Everton, Newcastle versus West Brom,
I think, is going
to
be a
Southampton, Bournemouth is huge. Southampton desperately to win. And then obviously Swansea at home to Chelsea. That's one of those games. We know we always say the cliche of like teams get points. That Swansea game at home to Chelsea after the back of a 5-0 loss, that's the game where they could get something out of that.
Do you reckon? Because my little tip of the week, I think I'm going to go the beautiful Olivier Giroud.
He is beautiful.
What a fucking goal he scored.
Unbelievable feat, that man. His feet are almost as sexy as his hair.
It annoyed me. Someone put it into a lovely little GIF that I saw on Twitter, and it annoyed me. It was so good. I was like, that's what we've been fucking missing up front, Arsenal. Why would we ever let him go?
Very good player. Very good goal.
We say it all the time. So I'm going to go Giroud. Bless his little face.
Well, last week I brought in Iosi Perez in a bit of a two-week plan, thinking, all right, well, if he doesn't do it against Newcastle away, then hopefully the fail-safe is that this week he does it at home to West Brom, because he still was, he's 5.3 million and had three goals in three games before this. So I'm still hoping he does it. And so I'm actually once...
If he's going to do it, it's at home to West Brom.
It has to be. There's not long left to do it at all. So I'm kind of hoping. They've got Watford away in game week 37 and then Chelsea at home. But I'm kind of hoping that he does it. And it's the first time ever I'm tipping someone that I actually genuinely need to do well, I think. So I'm hoping Perez does the business.
Yeah. Ash?
Wow. So I've got a tough one. I have got...
Have you? Ooh, you mucky bastard.
I've got 5.1 mil in the bank. 5.1 mil.
Is this because you're planning to bring Kane back in?
You've got to bring Kane in with that.
Well, that's the question.
Absolutely not for that double game week.
But to do it, I'd have to drop, I guess, Aubameyang. Yeah. So I could leave it till next week. Or do I replace a midfielder? So given I've obviously already got Salah.
Don't bring him in. He's not playing anymore. Really not.
I reckon that Salah and Sterling have been the two mainstays of my team all year. So I'm not going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But who would you say is the third in the running? Who would you have if you could have anybody in your midfield?
Oh, right, for the rest of the season.
You know what? I was thinking Mahrez, but do you know what? I don't know. To look awful.
I thought that a few weeks ago that he might be the guy, but he hasn't been the guy, has he?
Maybe. Oh, I keep saying Son. I keep thinking Son is going to be.
No, I keep thinking Ericsson.
That's what I was going to say, Ericsson. They've got the best fixtures.
Might be one of them Tottenham boys, they've got the best fucking fixtures.
Watford, West Brom, Leicester, and Ericsson is... I've never quite understand how Eriksen isn't playing for Barcelona. I never quite understand how it never happened.
I don't know.
He's such a good player. But yeah, Eriksen. I'd probably say my third big hitter after those would be Eriksen for me if I had the choice.
Maybe. Is that you asking our opinion?
Yeah, getting a sense of way to FPL experts.
Get a little bit of hashtag FPL expert.
I feel patronised.
I do as well.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. You guys can't take a compliment.
That's all right, mate. Water off duck's tits.
Yeah. So as usual, Ash's tip is him just mentioning four players that he may or may not do anything with.
Yeah, and then talking about his team a little bit.
I reckon my tip for the week is
tip for the week.
Yeah, I don't know. Good one. Ridiculous. That's a good tip. Deal with it.
One of my ideas was to make this a little feature and keep a score next year of this. So it's like, yours did this.
We're going to do it. We're going to add up the scores each week. I'm going
to
make a spreadsheet.
So you have to be a little bit quicker, otherwise all our podcasts are going to be 2 hours long. We're not far off that now.
There's going to be a spreadsheet. We're going to do it. What we also keep score for is the bloody quiz, and it's time to quiz.
Let's quiz.
We're going to quiz.
It's quiz time.
Before I introduce what the quiz is...
Oh, before we introduce anything about the quiz, let's do a bloody jingle.
Yeah, I'm going to see them in June. I'm very excited. what? Fly of the Conchords? I'm going to see them in June. I'm very excited. It's an old classic of mine. It's an old classic of Tom's. And it's fitting and it's topical. Because in the last couple of weeks, sadly, beloved television presenter and personality Dale Winton passed away, which I'm genuinely sad about.
Same here.
So we're not going to talk about that. But we are going to bring back Tom's very own It's Supermarket Sweeper.
I'm so happy. As soon as you said it's about Dale, I thought I'm so happy.
What were you thinking? I hope it's not Dale's tail. It's Supermarket Sweeper. It's not Pets Win Prizes. It's one of other Dales. It is Supermarket Sweeper. But Tom last time just did the riddles round, if you remember.
I did just do the riddles round, yeah. One of them, do you want me to give an example of...
I don't know if the accent's offensive or not, but...
It's a little bit now. It sounds more offensive now. That
well, legally, it's less offensive now because you can't be sued.
Legally, you can't be sued. Yeah, but I just did the little riddles round where he used to, you know, give a little riddle for a cucumber or something. Go, it's long and hard and it's in the aisle. It's right up mid bottom and stuff like that. And you go, oh, it's a cucumber. And you have to run off and get a cucumber. Yeah.
I mean, it always rhymed. That was the thing.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, but that was off the top of my head.
There are going to be some riddles because I've wanted to do some extra, another round from Supermarket Sweep as well, as we play Supermarket Sweeper. So you're both going to get questions. Ash, you're going to like this because the first three questions are multiple choice.
Nice.
So it's brilliant. Just A or B. And one of the rounds that Dale would do, God rest his soul, is it was just he would do a price comparison. He'd tell you the price of or he'd give you an item. So he might say a...
£4 of pork.
£4 of pork.
Or a couple of bananas.
And do they cost more or less than the pounds of pork?
Yeah.
So we're going to do that, okay? So you're going to have to guess.
Can I ask that you do a voice?
I'm not going to do a voice, I don't think. Maybe that in the riddles, terrible. But certainly
you're
not now.
You're depriving the listener.
So what I want to know is, and you're both answering all the questions. Question number one is, what equates to more value? Mohamed Salah's reported weekly salary at Liverpool... Ooh. Or 150,340 gram tins of sweet corn.
150. What? Oh my god!
So is it most? 000, is it most 40? Salah's reported weekly salary, or is it 150,000 tins of sweet corn?
150,000 tins of sweet corn.
340 right. grams. These are all averages on a price comparison supermarket site, so it's pretty bang on.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna ring. What I'm doing is I'm writing down. I'm ringing the one I'm going for.
The time since I last did some shopping was a long ago.
So whereas I'm a father idea. And shop often, so I'm looking forward to the quiz, guys.
Oh, fuck me.
So is it the 150,000 tins of sweet corn, or is it Mo Salah's reported weekly salary? Which one equates to more value? Tom, what have you got?
I've gone for Salah because I think 150,000 tins of sweet corn would be less than £150,000.
I think you'd at least get a bulk discount. I would like to think.
Okay, so you're going to.
I mean, I will say that bulk discounts don't come into this. It will.
Oh, I thought we
too
had
late.
To, like.
Too late.
Well, I put A, so whatever that was.
You went
A.
for yeah. you went for Salah as thing. Well.
Right, yeah.
So you've both gone for Salah. So Mo Salah's reported weekly salary in modern market is a bit of a bargain, £120,000.
Oh.
And then the 150,000 tins of sweet corn comes to £127,500. You were right, Tom. They were under pound. They were 85 pence each, but you probably overestimated Salah's wage.
I did. I thought you were going to say that Salah was on 150k.
Well, I thought he was, and I looked at a few actual legit sites, and it was quite interesting. So, no points for either of you there. Question two: which one of these is worth more? An adult Chelsea season ticket in the East Upper.
Right.
Or 500 bottles of Silit Bang Power Degreaser.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So
so
is it... I love the fact you're writing down Silit
Bang. I have. I've written far too much information on this little pad of paper.
So an adult season ticket in the East Upper at Chelsea, or 500 bottles of Silit Bang Power Degreaser. I think Dale will be proud of these comparisons. So, Ash, have you gone for A, the Chelsea season ticket, or B... the Silit Bang Power Degreaser.
Oh, I got no fucking idea. But Silit Bang.
Yeah, I went bang as well.
You both went... Tom, really cash. Yeah, I went bang, mate. Bang, dirt's
didn't
gone.
Didn't want to. Had to go bang.
Yeah, if I'm not Barry
story
Scott...
Story of my life.
Bang, it's gone. The 500 Silit Bang Power Degreaser is £950, and the Chelsea season ticket is £1,250, so it's no points, I'm afraid. So there's no time added to your clock.
No, do we have to run around the studio trying to find cornflakes?
I don't understand the questions or the references.
He doesn't know what's going on. Honestly, he's really struggling. He's tugging on his testicles in frustration.
Just like, who signed Silit Bang and why was he so cheap?
Yeah. I didn't realise. I thought Dale Winton was the little chipmunk fella.
Yeah.
Chip and Dale.
Okay, so the last one of this section, before we go wild in the aisles, is what is worth more? The prize money for a team winning in the FA Cup first round, or 8,000 loose courgettes in a supermarket.
Oh, that's... These are the best questions ever.
I don't know if Ash agrees.
8,000...
Oh, I don't even know yet. I've got nothing to bet.
I've ringed.
When was the last time you bought a courgette, Ash?
If you said to Ash, courgettes cost £3 each, he'd go, yep.
Four, please.
Whereas we all know.
I can't even tell if that's a joke.
Whereas we all know they're a fiver.
Exactly.
I've got my answer.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I'm going FA Cup first round winning thingy.
Luckily, I've gone the same, FA Cup.
You've both gone for the FA Cup.
FA Cup, mate. Yeah, we both went for that.
FA Cup first round prize money. I can tell you the FA Cup first round prize money is £3,000, which is very low. But 8,000 loose courgettes in your average supermarket cost £3,200.
You're fucking shitting me.
Yeah.
I'm really out today.
So you...
I was thinking, no points for anyone. Yeah.
Ash, who has never watched an episode of Supermarket Sweep nor ever been to a supermarket... And you're tied with him.
Well, we're nil-nil after three questions. That is embarrassing.
It's not great.
And it's embarrassing for Dale.
It is embarrassing for Dale. But you'd have no time to go wild in the aisles at this point.
Correct.
But luckily, there's another three questions, Ash.
Nice.
Three.
And they're riddles.
Oh, riddly-diddly. They're little riddles. This is where Tommy's going to shine.
But they're football riddles. They're not courgette riddles.
Football riddles.
I'd love... Hey, good idea for a TV show. Courgette riddles. Presented by Cockaleaky Sue, and it's just all innuendo.
Hey, it's long and hard, I stick it up my arse.
It's courgette. Every answer's courgette, Sue. Series 6, episode 9. It's every answer's courgette.
That's not a riddle, Sue. That's just vulgar.
That's not.
Yeah.
Anyway. I can stick it in my mouth. It's all courgette, Sue, again. Go on.
No more, Sue. So, these are some ridiculous riddles that have football answers that I'll replace with blanks that you need to get. I don't know if I'll do the accent.
Oh, please do it. Please do it.
I don't know if I want to. He's a knitwear-loving guru.
Yeah, please do.
He's a knitwear-loving guru, a lovely Espanola. If you want tips on winning sexy, just ask blank blank.
Oh, I've got it straight away.
I think you've probably both got it. It's quite an easy one in there.
Definitely.
You don't need the riddle again. You both got the answer.
I'd love to hear you say it again.
Yeah.
Please.
He's a knitwear-loving guru, a lovely Espanola. If you want tips on winning sexy, just ask blank blank.
Oh, no, wait. I haven't got it right at all.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said it again now.
Wait, what? But it doesn't have to rhyme.
It does rhyme.
It does rhyme.
Is it?
Yeah, enough.
Can we have a time limit, please?
Yeah, I'll read it once normally for you.
No, don't read it again.
Once more normally.
I don't need to get it. The fact that he hasn't got it is ridiculous.
It is a bit ridiculous. He's a knitwear-loving guru, a lovely Espanola. If you want tips on winning sexy, just ask blank blank.
Okay, right, yeah. Because it rhymes much more with Gianfranco Zola.
Oh, it does.
Ash's official answer is Gianfranco Zola.
It would have been if you had heard it again. It was like, wait, he's not fucking Spanish. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So your answer is?
Yeah. Well, I fucking got it, isn't it? Yeah.
The answer's actually courgette. So you both got that wrong.
Hey, it's long and not green. It's in his mouth.
But it is, of course, yeah. If you want tips on winning sexy, just ask Pep Guardiola.
I would have loved it if Ash went, Gianfranco Zola.
Rhythmically, that works much better, but these are quite hard to come up with, Ash, so they're not all going to rhythmically work well. Okay, so the point is,
he loves brothers and rhythm, Ash. That's one thing he likes.
Right, so next one. God, I've got to brace myself for embarrassing myself for the accent. That's the problem.
I love it.
Okay. Sometimes it just flows out of me, and other times... They hated Arsene Wenger, and they hated RVP, but now what will they talk about on blank, blank, blank?
Oh, got it.
I presume you both got that.
Don't read it again. Have you got it, Ash?
Yeah, fucking, you turned it to him.
You've got it though, Ash, right?
Yeah.
Arsenal Fan TV.
Yeah.
What did you go? BBC iPlayer.
Tom's looking over going, has he got it? You got it. So it's a point there. These are very easy, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely though. I'm thoroughly enjoying them.
Okay, so this one's more generic because I like this one a bit harder. So the third one. God. I literally work as a TV producer. Right. Who goes, who knows? Oh, God. My career is flashing before my eyes. Right. Who goes, who knows? Time will tell as they run around like cattle. There's not long left, but it's all to play for. In this year's blank blank.
Got it. But don't read it again, because he hasn't got it. It's the only way to end the quiz.
I'm going
to
read it once more, because that's fair.
No!
Who goes,
can you do it in the style of Sir Trevor McDonald?
Maybe you've got it wrong.
Who goes, who knows? Time will tell as they run around like cattle. There's not long left, but it's all to play for in this year's blank blank. Okay.
This is supposed to rhyme.
It definitely rhymes. One word in it, at least, certainly rhymes. It sort of rhymes. Right, Ash, you've got about 10 seconds to get an answer.
Wait, wait, on. Give it 10 seconds. Come on, no, give it 10 seconds. On.
No, you know what? Do you want your victory to be this cheap?
Listen,
Dale,
because
Dale would give a time limit.
It's 18:17, and we're only doing what Dale would do.
Right, read it one more time.
So get this corset in your mouth.
Right, he's done cock-a-leaky so twice. No. Read it again.
No way.
That should be a forfeit, at least.
Well, Craig makes the decisions.
Yeah. How many times have I done cock-a-leaky so?
How much authority have you got? Just prove it. I'll just sit back. Show your authority, mate.
Do you have an answer yet?
Yeah, do it one more time. Come on.
I've got an answer. I've had it for ages, so. You.
I'll do it once more in the accent.
Okay, good.
Who knows? Time will tell as they run around like cattle. There's not long left, but it's all to play for in this year's blank blank. Tom's going to be so angry if you've got this.
I'm fucking furious already, mate. Right, sorry.
I can't. It just does. I hate it. I don't know.
Ash, go on then. Have you got an answer?
No, I've got no idea what you're talking
about. I'm saying my answer now so that I win relegation battle.
Oh,
it is. Yeah, there's not long left, but it's all to play for in this year's relegation battle.
18 all. I can't believe it.
It's a shame, Ash, because the tiebreaker was right up your street. I was going to ask how many episodes of Supermarket Sweep there's been.
One of them, I know for a fact, starred patron of the podcast, Sir Adam Race.
Did he do the reboot of it?
He did the reboot, and he also was on Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? Is it 10-Year-Old?
Oh, he won a shitload of money on it.
What's that mean? Yeah, I watched it.
He was smarter.
Yeah. He was. He did well.
I need to know all about his Supermarket Sweep exploits.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but he did send me the link to him on Are You Smarter Than 10-Year-Old? And he won a shitload of money.
That's excellent, that is.
Good lad, yeah.
Fair play. But it does mean that it's 18-18.
18-all, come on. That is tasty going into...
No, 17-all, like, sorry, 17-all, but yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever. But yeah, going into like the last pod, or Tom's last couple of pods.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the be good. The last week's pod rhyming Danger Mouse questions.
Can I just say that just because Dom's on next week, can you not do a Lord of the Rings based one? Because I would definitely lose that.
Yeah, when is it going to be like a heavy stats based Lord of the Rings? In the Lord of the Rings, how many times?
I still think under the spotlight, you'd feel the pressure, Ash. I'll be honest. I think you still would.
I'd go Aragorn, and I'd win.
Oh my god,
Aragorn, dear oh dear.
Same thing.
Anyway, but it's 17 all in the quiz. It's as if we've actually staged it, but we really haven't as we ramp up towards the end of the season.
We haven't staged it. There's no way that you can fix the competitions each week to make them progressively harder and harder for me.
This isn't true at all. The other one was a PFA Player of the Year award. That one was great. You all liked that one. Everyone liked it. We do still plan on playing a bit of fantasy football and talking about that in the next few game weeks. Obviously, game week 36, double game week 37, and then game week 38. And then we are done. But it doesn't mean you can't still get in touch. Tweet us at TheGaffertapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com and get us on Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz. With any thoughts throughout the week, screenshots of your team, how you're getting on, and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure you'll point out all the things we've done wrong for next week's any other business. But all the best in game week 36. Ash, Tom, any final thoughts?
Just, look after yourself. Listen next week when Dommy's on, because that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, do listen next week when Dominic Monaghan is back on the podcast, hopefully all the way from Los Angeles. He'll be back. Ash's mate. He might even talk about when he played Laser Quest with him. I don't know. We still want to hear the story.
I still want to hear that.
Exactly. But do tune in next week. In the meantime, good luck in your game week. Thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.